Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, Los Angeles wants all of its employees to be fully vaccinated. If not, the consequences would be costly. And one labor group says it would cost the city many valuable employees.
The union representing L.A. City firefighters is opposing L.A.'s vaccine mandate. The language that they're moving towards would require all city employees, this includes police and firefighters, who are not vaccinated for whatever reason, to be tested twice weekly at their own expense, a couple hundred dollars each week, so it's not an insignificant amount of money, and the testing would have to be done by a lab approved by the city.
I personally support the vaccine, and I think it works. But I respect the brothers and sisters in the LFD that have not received the vaccine for whatever reason. I think it's morally wrong to threaten termination for employees who have delivered for the people of this city.
That's an LA firefighter, one of the union leaders. He estimates that hundreds could walk if the city does impose its mandate. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA County's vaccination requirement for its workers has sparked a lawsuit from some of its firefighters. Nearly 600 crew members have filed a lawsuit that claims the requirement violates their privacy rights. The suit also asks that a judge direct there be no discrimination or retaliation against firefighters who don't get the shot. LA County's vaccine directive was issued October 1st. Non-compliant employees are subject to disciplinary action, which could include termination. If you're visiting a bar, nightclub, brewery, or similar establishment in LA County, you'll need to bring your proof of vaccination starting today. This man is a host and will be checking vaccination status at the guest house in Los Feliz.
When I go out to the bars, like, I do have to show my vaccination card at other places. So, you know, I'm aware other people are as well.
This Atwater Village resident says he's happy about the new rules.
I know people have political feelings about it, but I just believe in the science.
LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says the rule was limited to establishments that already check ID, like bars. But next week, a much stricter vaccine mandate takes effect in the city of Los Angeles that'll cover most indoor businesses, not just bars and clubs. A top Hollywood actor says he will only use rubber guns from now on.
Are you kidding me?
Red Notice is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's latest movie. It's out now, where he's again seen shooting guns. But things may look a little different in the future.
Any movie that we have moving forward with Seven Bucks Productions, any movie, any television show, or anything we do or produce, we won't use real guns at all. We're going to switch over to rubber guns.
Johnson told Variety at his latest movie premiere that he made the decision for his company after the tragedy on Alec Baldwin's set in New Mexico.
It just sucks that it had to happen like this for us on our end. Again, I can't speak for anybody else, but for us to wake up.
Johnson says he does believe sets are safe, but adds accidents do happen, so change is needed. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The investigation continues into the fatal shooting by actor Alec Baldwin on the set of the movie Rust.
Many questions remain unanswered, and now the lawyers of the movie's armorer say it could be a case of sabotage.
Right now, this is the big question in the case. How did a real bullet end up in that gun?
Entertainment industry insider and co-founder of Puck News, Matthew Belwany.
Nobody knows, and until the investigation is finished, the defense is free to float whatever they want to say, and it's understandable that they would want to deflect attention from this armorer.
Belwany says the most logical explanation is that the armorer made a deadly mistake. Industry experts have said there needed to be much more oversight of what was in the gun that fired the deadly shot. Chris Seaton's KNX 1070 News Radio.
Rancho Palos Verdes could be the first city in the Palos Verdes Peninsula to set up cameras that can detect wildfires. The city council's considering offering a contract to a company called Pano AI, which offers 360-degree high-definition cameras. Larry Mazelish, chairman of the city's Emergency Preparedness Committee, says getting these cameras set up is a big step toward cutting the risk of property damage when fires hit.
This Pano system is monitored 24/7, and being able to rewind the video and potentially see the start and cause of a fire is an important tool that is lacking in fire management today.
Four of these cameras would be set up if the city works out a deal. The LA County Sheriff's Department routinely escalates encounters with cyclists and disproportionately pulls over Latino riders. That's from an LA Times investigation, which found the deputies search 85% of the bike riders they stop, even though they have no reason to suspect they'll find anything illegal. One biker calls it another version of stop and frisk. An LASD spokesperson says they don't stop people for no reason and that bikes allow some criminals to move through neighborhoods unnoticed. More plans to clear out another of LA's larger homeless encampments and move the people into shelters.
At a town hall in Brentwood last night, law enforcement and homeless services said they moved 72 people living in tents on a sidewalk near the VA hospital on San Vicente Boulevard. 61 went into temporary housing. 10 were moved behind the gate onto VA property. LAPD Assistant Chief Beatrice Grimala said the next big encampment they plan to clear out in the coming weeks, Westchester Park near LAX.
So that is right now in the planning stage to take some action on multiple levels to bring rehabilitation to that park to ensure that those that are residing there now are being outreached to.
Police said they will keep officers at the park after it's cleared and renovated to prevent the homeless people from moving back in. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.